Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with 4A City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding. And, Coach, we've got a couple of games to talk about as you played one game after we talked to you last Saturday, and then we turn around and got another regional game on Wednesday, and then we'll get ready for tonight's contest as you guys get set to take on Roland Story. First of all, let's go back to last Saturday. You guys take on New Hampton as they come to town in the opener of the regional play, and what a start for your team, 23-7 at the end of the first quarter. You guys made it 43-14 going into halftime, and for there we're on a little bit of cruise control, shot 50% from the floor, Coach, for the game. What a night for the Indians.
Yeah, you know, we knew coming into that game, you know, New Hampton's record, you know, wasn't the best, so we, you know, but you never know, you know, who they're playing, that type of thing, so. But one thing we did know is, you know, they're at their best kind of when you get up up and down the floor a little bit. They like to shoot some threes and those types of things, so, which is okay with us because that's kind of the style we like to play as well. And we felt like their backcourt would maybe struggle with a little bit of full court pressure. And so, therefore, you know, our game plan was to, you know, use some of our full court stuff, try to turn them over, get some breakaway shots to get us going offensively, and that certainly worked. As we, like you said, we shot extremely well from the floor, but yeah, once we got rolling, we never let up. Our defense was locked in all night, and when we make shots, it's a lot of fun to watch us play.
Yeah, Coach, again, one of those nights, we've talked about it in the past, but defense turned into offense that night there against New Hampton, and you guys were able to knock balls away and get down the floor. 16 total steals in the contest, you forced New Hampton into 25 turnovers in the game.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of that, when we're at our best, that's what we do. You know, we got so many different kids that are quick and, you know, got some length to them and really anticipate well, get deflections, you know, and a lot of times our steals are the result of one kid deflecting the ball and the other kid getting to the 50-50 ball and grabbing it. So it's a true team effort, and I feel, in our defensive effort as far as forcing those turnovers. Everybody's doing their job type of thing. And, yeah, when we, like I said, when we play like that defensively, it's really hard to stop us because we just get out and get transition layups and then you know, the kick out three type stuff, and everybody just starts playing a lot more confidence. So yeah, we were extremely, you know, just, and it's the same thing with Wednesday night's game. We're just, the girls are just laser focused on game plan and what it takes to win and you know, all the little details. So I really like the mindset we're in right now, and hopefully we can carry that into tonight's game.
And, Coach, your next contest, you guys are taking on, again, back at home. You earned two home postseason games this year. So let's start with that first before we jump into Crestwood for a second. Coach, got to feel good for the team. You did enough to get two postseason games at home. Doesn't happen every year, but a couple of games at home this year.
Yeah, and, you know, from opening day practice, you know, we talked, I know you and I have talked a little bit before about, you know, the talks about the expectations on this team early on and, you know, what everybody expected us to do. And we, you know, addressed the importance of winning games early in the season to be able to put ourselves in a situation to potentially host all the way through tournaments or definitely get the first two rounds at home. And, you know, that was kind of in the back of our minds all year long to make sure we took care of business when we needed to. And that way we host these games, you know, and that's why those three losses, you know, have a great record, but those three losses have pretty much kept us from hosting all the way through. So, you know, you almost got to be perfect to be able to host all the way through, but two at home certainly better than one or none at home. And our crowd's great. You know, the atmosphere is great at home. So really fortunate to get to play two at home, and we used it to our advantage.
And, Coach, your next contest against Crestwood. And I know Crestwood missing one of their pieces, but your team just played so well that night on Wednesday night, 20-12 at the end of the first quarter. You guys were up 51-23 at halftime. And, Coach, I know we talked about it after the game, but 77 points for your team. Your team shot about as well as you could have.
It's a team, too, that, you know, we knew Crestwood is a pretty good ball club, even regardless of their record, you know, and they got one of their post players. They just got her back after Christmas there, I believe. So, you know, they were still probably getting better as a team as well. So presented a few different challenges than New Hampton did. But, you know, we executed our game plan once again almost to perfection. I thought we rebounded the ball extremely well. And And yeah, we shot the living crap out of the ball. I mean, I think we were 49% from the floor, including like 46 or 47% from the 3-point line, you know, a total of 12 or 13 threes, whatever it was. So I don't think anybody could have probably beat us on Wednesday night the way we shot the ball and the way we played defense. I mean, we were just, we were on fire, and there's nothing Crestwood could do about it, quite honestly. We were just too tough on both ends of the floor for them. So good to be in that situation. I would have hated to have been in Dale's shoes on the other bench, because that's, I don't know what you would have done to try to compete with us that night.
And, Coach, you guys got to take this momentum on. And, yeah, there's not much else to mention as far as that goes. You earn a chance to go to the regional final for just the fourth time. You guys are taking on Roland Story this evening here in Story City. Going to be a lot of fun, and a team that has about three or four girls that will get out there and score a few points, and it's all led by the Italian foreign exchange student, Matilda Mata, and she's, I'm sure you've seen her on film, pretty great, but you can't forget about the other players as well. They got some other players that will definitely step up.
Oh, yeah, they're almost identical to us, other than the fact they probably shoot twice as many threes as we do in a night, And you know, they're so balanced scoring. You know, I think Mata's got like 14 points a game, and then they got girls at 9-8, 6.5, 6.5, 7. And, you know, she plays 9 kids too, so our depth is not going to be an advantage in tonight's game. But you're seeing two teams that like to play the same way. They'll full court press you back into pressure man-to-man, and they throw up a whole bunch of threes. And I know you're a big stat guy, Zarin. Do you have any idea how many 3-point attempts they average in a game?
They have over 500 in the season, so my math is slipping me here, but in 23 games, over 500 this season.
Yeah, yep, they're averaging 27 3-point attempts a night, and I believe it's 47 or just shy of 48% of their total field goal attempts on an average night are 3-point attempts. So they're throwing up a lot of threes. They shoot at about 30% of the team, so you know, if we don't guard the 3-point line well tonight, it's going to be a long night for us. The one positive thing probably is they don't seem to attack the basket real aggressively, other than the exchange student, the Mata girl. So, you know, as long as we can close out and cover up the 3-point line, the solid defense that we play, I think we'll be fine. But absolutely, 3-point shooting is going to be the key in tonight's game, and you know, as laser focused as my kids have been, hopefully our game plan works. I'll guarantee you we're going to have to make some adjustments on the fly. In games like this, you're going to have to do that, because you've got two good teams that are going to make adjustments on the other side just as well. So really looking forward to it. It should be an unbelievably fun game to watch, assuming both teams play well. The one thing I hope is that you know, either Roland Story or ourselves don't show up and not play our best game, because I think if we both play our best game, it could be one of the most exciting games potentially in the state on Saturday night. It's just a great matchup, and I really like our chances.
And, Coach, obviously you don't have to give us any secrets for tonight, but you mentioned, you know, trying to take away the 3-point line, and to some people, you know, what is, you know, how does one, you know, because obviously inside you can, you know, double team and things like that. But what is a good way of guarding outside?
Well, you know, you got different ways to look at it. You know, some people think you got to play man-to-man, take away threes. Some coaches believe you can do it in zones. It's just pretty much the kids got to be, you know, locked in as to where the shooters are. I mean, they got to be aware of everybody on the floor. The challenge that Roland Story presents is they can put 5 shooters on the floor, so it's kind of hard to, you know, decide which kid you're going to leave open type of thing. But We'll use a variety of defenses, I'm sure. Different situations present different times. We want to use different stuff, but you just got to be focused on your closeouts, knowing where the ball's at, you know, being in position, moving when the ball's in the air, not when it's caught, those types of things, you know, all the fundamental stuff we preach all year. You know, I think we've done a good job here in the second half of the season. You know, I thought we shut down the Bishop Garrigan shooters fairly well when we beat them there in Garrigan. And, you know, Lake Mills as well. I thought we covered up their 3-point shooters for most of the night. So I think we've been doing a better job of identifying 3-point shooters. But like I said, the challenge with Roland Story is they got so many of them. But we'll find something that works, hopefully. We got a lot of different things we can do. So we'll just kind of take it possession by possession. You know, I tell the kids every possession 0-0. If it goes to stretch, we got defenses that aren't working for multiple possessions, we'll have to get out of it and get into something that we're better at.
And, Coach, not only will the game be exciting, but it's probably going to be a pretty raucous crowd down there. I know Roland Story likes to come out and watch games, and, of course, 4A City has supported these girls all year long, and I assume that will be the same tonight. What about that? What about playing inside of these kind of raucous environments? How do the girls get ready for that?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, you're 100% accurate in how well our crowd travels. It's great to see the support we've gotten all year long, and I'm sure it's probably going to be the biggest crowd we've had all year tonight. But so I really appreciate and thank all the fans that do come out and support us in person. And as far as the players go, you know, it's always fun to play in those louder, more intense environments. It just naturally brings the energy up in the gym, and which brings it to the play of each individual athlete. So, you know, I think obviously there's going to be some nerves. There ain't nothing you're going to do about that to take away the nerves, but it's a matter of which team can just kind of settle in and get their composure early. And, you know, hopefully, you know, obviously if you can knock down some early shots, get some things to go your way early on, that's a huge advantage. But I'm not concerned at all about playing on the road. I think we've done a pretty good job of that here the second half of the season, had a lot of road games late in the season, which, you know, I at the time said it would help us in postseason. Tonight needs to be one of those nights. But it's just, quite honestly, like pretty much everything in every sport, it's 90% mental. So if the kids can block out the noise and the fact they're on the road and just lock into what we need to do, the outcome will be in our favor.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for joining us and talking with us, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday, hopefully talking about a state tournament appearance, but I know a lot of work to do for then. But before then, best of luck tonight, Coach. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it.
That's 4A City Head Girls Basketball Coach Matt Erpelding.